is Tamra with Radio News for WGXC for Saturday, June 14th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. One of three WGXC studios, the others are in Acre and Hudson, has been located in the front window of the community center since the station went on the air in 2011, and the first web broadcast derived from there in 2009. WGXC's lease with the Catskill Community Center was established on July 1, 2011, and included automatic renewals for five successive 12-month periods, which means the lease extended to June 2017. In April this year, the center approached WGXC to renegotiate several of the terms of the lease. This was within their rights under the current agreement. The center outlined several items, one of which shifted the rental terms from an underwriting trade plus utilities to a proposed cash payment and a 200% increase in the utilities fee. After significant effort to work through many of these items, it became clear the financial pieces were not negotiable for either side. The center recently experienced a funding cut and was looking for additional revenue, and WGXC's budget simply could not accommodate these new terms. Thus, WGXC agreed to terminate the lease August 31st, 2014. Then a press release was distributed by the community center this week that misrepresents these events to a staggering degree. The release, which includes statements represented as those of WGXC, was issued without the knowledge of the station. No WGXC staff member made any statements for the press release. The Daily Mail ran a story about the press release June 13th. WGXC is looking to convert its equipment currently in the community center into a mobile unit able to broadcast from Athens, Greenville, Coxsackie, and other local towns. The New York State Public Service Commission is seeking comment on a request by Time Warner Cable Incorporated and the Comcast Corporation to transfer certain Time Warner Cable telephone systems, cable systems, franchises, and assets to Comcast, with several public hearings this week. Under the proposed merger, Comcast would acquire 100% of Time Warner Cable's equity in exchange for Comcast Class A shares. Comcast plans to retain all of Time Warner Cable's existing assets in New York State. The company would become, by far, country's top cable and internet provider were the merger to go through. There is a June 16th public hearing at SUNY Buffalo, a June 18th meeting at SUNY Albany, and a June 19th meeting in New York City. Comments may also be sent electronically to the secretary at secretary@dps.ny.gov or mailed to Honorable Kathleen H. Burgess, Secretary, Public Service Commission, 3 Empire State Plaza, Albany, New York, 12223. Comments should refer to case 14M0183, petition of Comcast Corporation and Time Warner Cable Incorporated. You can also call the Commission's opinion line at 1-800-335-2120 and press 1 to leave comments and mention the Comcast Time Warner merger. You can find out more at the Public Service Commission link on WGXC Newsroom. Today is Saturday, June 14th. It's Flag Day in Hudson, and Flag Day and the Flag Day Parade, Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, will be marching at 2 p.m. National Weather Service in Albany predicts it will be mostly sunny Saturday, a high near 73 and a low around 49. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 47. Monday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 82. Listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.